This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Next Tuesday is Election Day, but it's also National Night Out, and we will be talking with Tyler Cale, the Douglas County Sheriff's Undersheriff, Sheriff's Department Undersheriff, that's a tongue twister, and Ray Coble, East Wenatchee Police Department Assistant Chief, about that event. But first, we want to talk about the dedication of a new park amenity in Wenatchee, I should say. Dave Erickson, Parks Director for the City of Wenatchee Parks and Recreation Department, is here. And Dave, thanks for coming in today. We're going to talk about a number of parks items. Welcome to the program. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and gosh, I didn't bring my my notes in. It's next Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, the 7th?
August 7th.
There is dedication of another amenity at Rotary Park. I love that park. I drive by it a lot. Don't get to visit much, but share the news of another addition at Rotary Park.
Yeah, so thanks to our friends at the Rotary Club. For about the last year, they've been working on building a second picnic shelter in the park to help meet the picnicking needs of the community. And it's finally done. And so they're going to have a dedication ceremony up there at 6 o'clock on the 7th at the park, cut the ribbon, and officially open the shelter to the public. So that's very exciting. We've been working with Rotary Club now, like I mentioned, for at least the last couple of years to get the shelter built. And they raised all the money for it, did all the construction work. So we really have to thank them for that added amenity to the community.
Yeah, I was looking at the projects page on the city parks website, and it's about a 900-foot pavilion there that they've added.
They have, yeah. It should be a great addition, and really kind of puts the last ribbon on the park. So this, or puts the bow on the park. So it's finished now, and we're ready to move ahead.
Would that amenity be there without them?
No, absolutely not. That's something that I think was originally contemplated when the park was first thought of, and they've been doing fundraising on other amenities for the park, and finally were able to do this one and wrapped it up.
The city parks department has worked closely with other service clubs on at other parks as well, so it's been a good relationship with several service clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and a lot of the improvements you see in the parks are the result of not only the community but and also the leadership of those service clubs. So the Lions Club, Kiwanis, and Rotary are kind of the biggest three that we've worked with. Of course, the Chelan Douglas Land Trust, maybe not a service club, but similar, another organization.
So is that pretty common in your field around the country, the close relationships between service clubs and municipalities?
Yeah, absolutely. City parks departments and rec departments really rely on those community organizations to help from everything from building park amenities, like you see at Rotary, to help with programs and other events. So, yeah, we're out there with all the different groups.
So this is your busy time of the year, right? This is the prime time for the Parks Department, I would think, summer with whether it's doing projects, but certainly the programs for kids and activities during the summer months. But certainly we've got the Hale Skate Park nearing completion?
Yeah, getting close. No, this is absolutely we have the busy season and then the really busy season. So we're kind of in that really busy season part right now. But yeah, Hale Skate Park construction has come along great. Grind Line out of Seattle is the one, the contractors that are working on that. Again, that's a state grant funded project. And should be open and skatable in about a month. They finished most of the big Apple Bowl with the exception of the bottom and are working their way down on the rest of the park. So it's really moving along great.
Any plans yet for kind of a dedication or a ribbon cutting, or what do you do with a skate park? Is there anything unique to the skater community when you dedicate something new like this?
Yeah, we'll likely have the ceremonial first skate out there, and we'll get all the council members out on skateboards. Well, maybe not that part, but we're gonna have folks come out and have a grand opening for that feature, and then the rest of the park, the other amenities that are also grant funded. Restrooms and the kids' play equipment and the picnic shelter and additional landscaping and grass and things like that. That'll follow next spring to wrap up that project.
So right now the Saddle Rock remediation project is also moving along. So again, for the for that uh, for those not familiar with that project. We've got some mining material to remove. The trail is being upgraded. So tell us a little bit about that project and where it sits right now.
Yeah, so this is, again, another long-standing project. Started about 2012. Department of Ecology came out and said, oh, we need the city to remove all these waste rock piles and restore the habitat. And we said, okay, well, great. Let's apply for a grant for it. We were successful in getting about a $900,000 grant for the first phase of the work. And we're getting ready tomorrow to open the bids for the construction side of that. And so what that project will do is remove all the waste rock piles on the lower part of Saddle Rock. It'll bring in soil and plant material, restore the habitat, and then also improve kind of the trail in the lower portion. Now, that's going to require Saddle Rock itself to be closed. We think at this point, about the end of August through about October, we'll know more once we meet the contractor and they award the bid and all that stuff in the next couple of weeks. And we'll let you know when the actual dates will be. And then we'll come in. It looks like we're going to be successful in another $1.2 million grant through Ecology to do the second phase coming up in the next couple of years to do the upper part of Saddle Rock. And so when it's all said and done, we'll have some improved habitat areas for the plants and animals. And also the main trail itself will be restored and improved. So if you walk up there now, you'll notice there's kind of a Grand Canyon down the middle of the main trail. That will improve the drainage up there. So that way then that goes away and you'll have a better surface to walk on.
And it's not going to be paved or anything like that, but it'll just be kind of smoothed out and leveled out?
Yeah, it'll be regraded and probably crushed rock surface is what we're hoping for. And so that will still be developed as we get into the construction documents and things. But that's what we're hoping.
All right. So how's the summer been? There's one more thing I wanted to ask you about, and that is if you're a dog owner, the Doggy Paddle Swim is coming up August 17th. We'll be here before we know it, about 2.5 weeks or so. That's when you shut down the pool, and before you drain it, you let folks who are dog owners bring their dogs down to enjoy a little splash in the Wenatchee City pool. That's all. It sounds like a lot of fun. I've never been to it.
Oh, you should come. Yeah, it's a blast. Dog owners bring their socialized dogs to the pool. And basically, it's like a big water dog park. Dogs are running around like crazy, meeting new friends. We fill up the wading pool also, so the little dogs have a place where they can swim easily. The big dogs swim around in the main city swimming pool and just have a ball. And it's an event, you know, even if you don't have a dog, it's one to come and watch because it's hilarious. You'll have dogs running across the pool deck full speed, and then they see the pool and want to stop because they're not sure that they really want to go in the water. And so they'll leave skid marks across the pool deck and then plunk into the water. There'll be dogs there in their life jackets and their floaties and playing with balls and things. So it's great.
Can you bring like tennis balls for the kind that like to jump and retrieve the tennis ball in the water?
Absolutely. Yep. And it is only for the dogs in the water. So people aren't allowed in the pool at that point. We do shut off the pumps and the filters and all that. So, it's just dogs in the water. So it's their day.
Okay. Everybody out of the pool. It's Doggy Paddle Swim. Bring your friendly dog to swim and play August 17th. It's $5 for residents, $5.50 per dog for non-residents, and that's going to be looking at the flyer here. Doesn't say 5 to 7 p.m. on August the 17th. So you have to bring proof of your rabies vaccination, though, correct?
Right, for the dogs, not the people.
Okay, that's important distinction there. So how's the summer been going? We had Carol Burrell and Charlie Brown from East Wenatchee Parks and Rec together on a show earlier this summer, like right at the end of school, and they said pretty much all the programs were all filled up, so they're very popular. How's everything been going this summer?
You know, it's been a great summer. It hasn't been too hot. We've had some thunder and lightning, which changed some of our operations, but we haven't had smoke. So for the first time in a long time, you know, it's been a very, very good summer for us and for all the program participants. So we have the park wading pools operating, day camps, sports camps. So there's something going on all over the place. Our Special Olympics teams, our softball team just took the gold medal at the regional competition and is heading off to the state competitions here also on the 16th and 17th of August. And we have 5 golfers also, Special Olympics golfers, going off to state. So it's been great. throughout.
Yeah, it's I've come to learn that Wenatchee City Parks and Recreation operates or manages, or I'm not sure what the best term is, but takes care of and coordinates the Special Olympics program here for the Wenatchee area.
We do, yeah. So we have sports going year-round, everything from speed and figure skating to alpine skiing, cycling, soccer, track and field, swimming, almost you name it, and we are operating it. So several hundred athletes participate here locally and then head off to regional and state competitions throughout the state. And, of course, we host the state winter games here. So it's been a great program. We have participants that come as far away as Quincy down to participate and Leavenworth. So we really serve the entire valley and the region.
Well, I'm knocking on the linoleum counter here. I remember last summer we had quite a few days of canceled programs, unfortunately, because of poor air quality. We haven't had really a hint of that this year. So that's been good news. I know you never like to cancel the programs because of poor air quality. So that's been great news this year.
Oh, it's been fabulous. You know, you almost forget how summer can be without poor air and not having to get up in the morning first thing and check the air quality reports to see if our pool is going to be open or if the programs were going to be operating. That's been really nice.
So what's on the drawing board, I guess, so to speak? Anything that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, you know, program-wise, we have our movie in the park coming up on September 7th at 7:30. That'll be at Lincoln Park. And, of course, we have the giant 40-foot inflatable screen up there. It's really – that in and of itself is something to look at. And the movie this year will be Incredibles 2. So that'll be shown at the park. And we'll have more information coming up on that. Of course, that's always on our Facebook page and our website. All of our favorite fall programs are coming back. So indoor playground, youth basketball registration will be starting pretty soon. It's hard to believe that, you know, it's back to school and programs are gearing up. And then, of course, we have some additional park programs. So a lot of the behind the scenes work that we have to do for some of the park projects, our Lincoln Park renovation project, we're doing all the behind the scenes stuff that we have to. That'll be a grant funded project. Next year will be engineering and then probably construction in 2021 for a lot of new improvements down there. We have a Kenzie's Landing project sort of in the same boat. So a lot of behind-the-scenes work happening.
We're getting an update with Dave Erickson, the City of Wenatchee Parks and Recreation Director. And again, next Wednesday at 6 p.m., the dedication and ribbon cutting for the new 900-foot picnic shelter that Rotary has spearheaded and helped build at Rotary Park along Western Avenue. It's the new shelter, a big 900-foot shelter that's at the south end of the park near the basketball courts. So the other day, in fact, just yesterday evening, I was driving by Pioneer Park, and I noticed, boy, the grass looks great. I knew that you were going to be on the program today, and I wondered, when you drive by a park, say any of our park facilities here in Wenatchee, what is it that you notice or are looking for? I noticed that the grass looked great, but what does the boss look at when you drive by a park, not necessarily on the job, or if you're on the job, what is it that you notice when you drive by parks facilities?
Yeah, you know, there's some pet peeves things, and there's some things that I think probably are the same things that everybody else notices. So, you know, cleanliness is one, depending on the weed situation. So we like to see a nice weed-free green grass park, something that is, I personally like to see all of the concrete areas edged. So it creates a nice finished look to it. And then, of course, trash and other debris. And then things that are out of the ordinary. You know, if we have a windstorm that's come through, then we always check trees for broken limbs and damage. And unfortunately, we always notice the vandalism and graffiti and things like that occur. So,
yeah, it's been so windy this summer. Has that had any impact on any of your operations or facilities?
You know, not huge impacts. We did have a couple of trees that blew down and split in at the cemetery, so we've taken those out. We had some limb damage on a tree in Pioneer, actually, just last week, so we ended up taking that tree down. So just not really anything out of the ordinary, like we had back in 2007 when we had a big windstorm come through in the winter blew over so many trees in the parks.
But, cemeteries fall, the cemetery falls under your purview?
It does. It does. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. And then when you go to another city, do you purposely kind of check out the other parks when you're a visitor somewhere?
Absolutely, yeah, for better or worse. You know, I'll go through, and if it's someplace that I know I'm going, or there might be a place that I want to go specifically to see what someone else is doing. And actually, a lot of the park directors in North Central Washington, we get together, try to do it a couple of times a year, and we'll travel around, we'll look at each other's facilities and kind of give feedback and outside consultation on what they have going in their park areas. So,
well, I was just when I was away on vacation about a week or so ago, I was down in Lincoln, California, okay, about 45 minutes outside of Sacramento, drove by some beautiful parks, not a kid in sight. In fact, not anyone in sight, and it was right around 100 degrees, but it was sad to see that their facilities were really nice, but no one using them because it was so hot.
So. Sometimes they can be nicer if no one's in them, too.
Yeah. And,
but no, we prefer that people actually get out and use the parks. And so you'll see features like the Rotary Park splash pad and the wading pools, especially when it's so hot. And the future splash pad that'll be coming down to Lincoln Park, hopefully in 2021. So that way folks can enjoy the parks no matter what the weather is.
All right. Well, Dave, keep up the good work and pass that along to all your crew. They're doing a great job. Enjoy the parks.
Thanks, absolutely.
Well, appreciate the visit.
You bet.
Thanks a bunch. Dave Erickson, Wenatchee City Parks Director, on the agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, thanks for joining us on The Agenda today. Here in our second half hour, we are talking about the National Night Out. And this is coming up Tuesday, August the 6th, from 6 until 7:30 p.m. at Eastmont Community Park, right by the Aquatic Center. And this is an event meant to bring our community together along with all of our local law enforcement agencies. So joining us in studio, we have the Assistant Chief of the East Wenatchee Police Department, Ray Coble. How you doing, Ray?
Great, Dave. How are you?
Good, good. And Tyler Cale, who is the undersheriff for Douglas County. Tyler, my first chance to meet you. Good to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you. Thanks for inviting us in today.
So I'm gonna get on my soapbox so I can get right back off. But for those of us in our community, and I think our community, it's fair to say, has a good relationship, if not great relationship, with our local law enforcement agencies. And I hope that I'm speaking for everyone that's listening. I've just been appalled by what we've seen recently in, can't remember which borough, but in New York City, the officers that had been doused by buckets of water. And it even happened, I think, even again today in New York, some law officers being, again, water thrown on them. That is appalling. I can't imagine that. We're all raised to respect law enforcement, and we respect the heck out of you guys and gals that protect us. And I think it's fitting, and I'm bringing this up because that's what National Night Out is all about, to get our community together with our law enforcement. And I'm just shocked. I don't know if you guys have sort of followed the news or heard about that, but I'm sure you're dismayed by it as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. I mean, like I said, we haven't, you know, not necessarily followed it as, you know, very closely, like if it happened here, you know, in our own backyard. But, you know, still, that's behavior can't be condoned. And, you know, you don't like to see those reports, regardless of where they happen in the nation.
It is shameful, and again, I would never think that anything like that would happen, but events like National Night Out go a long way to bring our community together with all our law enforcement agencies. So let's dive right in. Next Tuesday night over at Eastmont Community Park, there's going to be lots going on. This event has been also held in Memorial Park. You've maybe participated in it if you've never been to this out. Ray, what goes on at National Night Out?
Well, it's a great partnership with all of our local law enforcement agencies, first off. We have both sheriff's offices there. We've got both police departments, state patrols there, and we've got some other law enforcement entities. Plus, we have fire and EMS there, too. We're all there as a show that we're going to help our community, you know, to show them what we do for our community, to bring our cars and our tools and our toys and let everyone see the stuff that we utilize in our jobs on a daily basis, and to bridge that gap, to help, you know, get rid of the animosities that may exist, and to bring everyone together.
Tyler, your thoughts on this, and it sounds like it's a great family event, and I know the kids like seeing all the equipment, and they like seeing badges and officers, but for some kids, it can still be a little intimidating, and so this really kind of puts a face on law enforcement.
Absolutely. You know, this is a chance for families to come out, interact with their local law enforcement officers, their local first responders in general, so fire and EMS, because, I mean, you know, proven fact is most of the time there's a lot of times that the first interaction that somebody has, whether it's fire, EMS, or especially with law enforcement, is a negative experience. It's a bad event. It's a tragic event that's occurring in their life. So we show up when something bad is happening. This is a chance for them to interact on a different scale. They can see us as human beings. They can see us as parents. They can see how we are, in our normal setting, and allow them to start to know us, build that rapport, build that relationship. So, you know, you don't have that child that's like, oh, there's the police officer, I'm scared of him, or the deputy. It's, you know, they're willing to run up to you, say hi, throw their arm around you, give that hug, and not be afraid of you. So that way, when that negative experience does happen in their life, which most likely is going to happen somewhere along their life, you know, that is not their first interaction with us.
Hey, you want particularly kids to know that they may have a relative who maybe even a dad, a close parent who got arrested, and so their, like you say, their first impression is, oh, the police are the folks that took my mom or my dad away, and he's in jail now because of the policeman. And so it can be a complex issue that they may not understand. So this is a chance for them to kind of learn the other side of the person behind the badge.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for that. You know, I guess an analogy is it's kind of a way to kind of peel the layers away, you know, like, you know, you peel the layers away of an onion. You know, it's kind of the way to peel those layers away and expose the other side of us, you know, like you alluded to, you know, it might be that child that saw their, you know, it could be a domestic violence situation, and they saw their mom or their dad be arrested and taken out of the home. And that's their image of the law, of law enforcement, you know, and it's our chance to portray that, the other side of what we do and who we are.
Now, there's going to be free food and refreshments. I'm in. Tell us about that. What can you tell me, Ray?
Well, we were very fortunate this year. The Kiwanis Club has stepped up, and they're going to help us. They're going to actually do all the food prep for us and everything. But it's pretty much the same menus every year in the past. We're going to have free hot dogs and bottled water and stuff like that. We're expecting it's going to be a pretty hot night. Lots of water. I want everyone to stay hydrated. As far as everything else goes,
I think I've got the notes here, but also want to, there's going to be some canine units, so I've gone to this in the past, and sometimes some of the canine officers do a little bit of an interactive or a display. Somebody puts on the big suit, and it has to play the bad guy, and the kids love seeing the canine unit, dog, kind of take down the bad guy. So that's always fun to see.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a great event. With the, you know, of course, there's a formal agenda we are going to follow to a certain degree. But, you know, there's going to be the vendor displays, the equipment displays, so everybody can come, you know, kind of like Touch a Truck is here locally. It's going to be the kids' chance to climb on the fire truck, climb in the ambulance, you know, climb in the back of the police car, the front of the police car. It's even better, you know, their chance to see both sides of it.
That's where you want to be.
Absolutely.
You want to be.
You know, we're even expanding it this year. We're bringing it. We have Airlift Northwest. We're going to have at least one helicopter. You know, they're back, they're new back to the valley, reestablished a base up at Pangborn Memorial Airport. And they're going to be participating in this year's event, bring their helicopter down. We're closing off a section of 3rd Street right by Eastmont High School in front of the park. And we're going to have the helicopter right there on display right in the middle of the park, because we have the venue to allow us to do that.
We're talking with Tyler Cale, who is Under Sheriff for Douglas County, Ray Coble, East Wenatchee Police Department Assistant Chief. And usually there's a lot of ancillary agencies or even social agencies from the community that may work closely with law enforcement or first responders. You're going to have a lot of them participating as well this year?
Yes, absolutely. Generally, it's organizations that have some type of public interest, community support. Link Transit will be there. Showing what they offer to the community. It's basically trying to help connect our community with the resources that are available to them. There may be resources that they're not even aware of that, this event could be what, oh, I didn't even know I could go to this person right. or this agency to find help in this area. So we think it's a great community service in that regard as well.
So it takes a lot of sponsors to put something like this together. Anyone in particular that you want to mention right now, Ray?
Well, like I said, Kiwanis, very happy that they're helping us out. But we've had some financial donations as well this year. The Guns and Hoses Foundation, I don't know if you're familiar with the Guns and Hoses hockey game that happens and the money that gets raised for that foundation. But they actually donated $500 for us this year to help buy the food and everything. And then Confluence Health, they're also a big donor. They also donated another $500 to us. So that's, and then we had one that just came in too, is for the East Wenatchee Grocery Outlet. They've donated some money as well. So
they're wonderful folks. Over
they
there.
Are. They are.
Francis, yeah.
We've been very fortunate.
Well, the forces, I should say.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have the sponsorship that we've had this year.
Okay, so again, it's next Tuesday. That's actually election night. So make sure you get your ballot in and get over from 6 till 7:30 at Eastmont Community Park, right by the Aquatic Center. Emergency vehicles, the helicopter, the canine units, some entertainment, free food and refreshments, and a chance to interact with law enforcement agencies and fire and EMS, too, is going to be there?
Correct.
Absolutely.
And full night of it from 6 until 7:30. It's the local law enforcement for a night out, a national night out. This happens all over the country, and I hope they sure do this in New York, where some folks have been less than hospitable to their local law enforcement. They sure could learn a lesson from our community. We'll take a quick break and touch on a couple of other items. We've got Ray Coble, East Wenatchee Assistant Chief, and Tyler Cale, the Undersheriff for Douglas County, here on The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Douglas County Sheriff's Office and Ray Coble, the East Wenatchee. I want to call it Eastmont.
Right.
The East Wenatchee Police Department. Assistant Chief, National Night Out is next Tuesday evening, August the 6th. And we'll give you all the particulars on the location and the time and a couple of additional sponsors we wanted to give some recognition for as well. But coming up this Friday, there's a job fair. If you'd like to consider law enforcement as a career, a job fair over at Wenatchee Valley College, right?
That's correct. The jail put this together. They organized it with WorkSource. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be at Van Tassel Hall on Friday. It runs from 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m. It's a great place to meet different entities. All the agencies will be there, the local agencies anyway, and learn what it takes to be either a police officer or to work in the jail and things like that. So it's some good resources available for folks that might be interested in following this as a career path.
Yeah. Douglas County Sheriff's Office hiring right now, or are you just kind of putting together a list, Tyler?
Well, we always have a list we maintain through our civil service. Right now, our positions are filled, but, that changes all the time. So it's one of those we always encourage anybody that's wanting to, that's entertained the thought or want to get into law enforcement, get your name on that civil service list, look at the different agencies, see what attracts you to the different agencies that you might want to work for, and then start expressing that interest in going through the testing process so you're ready when that opening does occur.
Okay, that's 10 to 3, Van Tassel Hall or Center over at Wenatchee Valley College. That's this Friday. You also certainly could find out plenty about future in law enforcement by visiting with anyone over at National Night Out. That's coming up on Tuesday, August the 6th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Eastmont Community Park. It's going to be a great family event. And, again, a couple more sponsors I know you wanted to recognize for helping make the event possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple more sponsors that have been great, and the one's new, one's been a repeat sponsor, but Crunch Pack up in Cashmere, they've been they're a repeat sponsor for the event where they've donated their apple packs. And then a new one for this year's Applets and Cotlets, they've actually expressed, and they're going to make a donation and for some of their products to be here. And then we've got a lot of support too, and help from Fire District 2, Douglas County Fire District 2, that they're helping, you know, of course, get all the ice for the bottled water, and they're bringing all their volunteers up to help make this a great success for us.
Right. Tyler Kale, Undersheriff for Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Ray Coble, the Assistant Chief for the East Wenatchee Police Department. Guys, and to all your forces and departments, thanks for everything you do. And we're going to be out there on next Tuesday night. Kevin Rouse is going to hang out with our KPQ tent and do some Facebook Live and some interviews and bring the story back again for the Wednesday KPQ morning update. But we hope the entire community turns out and participates, because this is a community event bringing our law enforcement and first responder agencies together for a national night out. Thanks again for being on the agenda today.
Thank you, Dave.
And coming up tomorrow at 12:15, Lauren Culp, who is the police chief in Republic, Washington, has announced his bid for governor. That's right. He'll join us and talk about why he's like to serve for governor at 12:15 tomorrow on the agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.